Nolte, poll shows Hillary's supporters more aware of QAnon than Trump's. By John Nolte on October 16, 2020. I have no idea what QAnon is. It's like Gamergate in the word agency. One of my goals in life, and I don't have many, is to die without knowing what any of those things mean. What I do know is that supporters of Hillary Clinton know a lot more about it than supporters of President Trump, and that's hilarious. Looks like I'm not alone. A Morning Consult poll shows QAnon, which the corrupt national news media treat like a right-wing cancer spreading throughout the world, is recognizable to almost no one. In fact, during Thursday night's debate between NBC's Savannah Guthrie and President Trump, she screeched something at Trump about QAnon, and he just basically shrugged and said, "I don't know." Actually, the real back and forth was even more entertaining. Guthrie, can you just once and for all state that this is not true and disavow QAnon in its entirety? Trump, I know nothing about QAnon, I know very little. Guthrie, I just told you. Trump, you told me, but what you told me doesn't necessarily make it fact, I hate to say that. I know nothing about it, I do know they are very much against pedophilia, they fight it very hard. But I know nothing about it. Trump's far from alone. According to the poll, pretty much no one is all that familiar with QAnon, which tells you just how few people pay attention to the national news media. Only 7% have heard a whole lot about QAnon. Only 20% have heard some. Now get this. A full 73% say that have not heard much or anything about QAnon. Of that 73%, 55% say they have heard nothing at all. Of those who have a favorable opinion of Trump, only 8% say they know a lot about QAnon and 17% say they've heard some. Meanwhile, 17% they haven't heard much about QAnon and 58% say they have heard nothing at all. So among Trump supporters, 58% have heard nothing at all about QAnon, which is higher than the 55% national average. Trump supporters are more likely to know nothing about QAnon than the average American. So much for a right-wing conspiracy. Among those who voted for Hillary Clinton, 12% say they have heard a lot about QAnon, 4 points higher than Trump supporters. 27% say they have heard some, 10 points higher than Trump supporters. And 20 and 41% respectively say they have not heard much or anything at all. Both of those numbers are 14 points lower than when you add up those same number for Trump supporters. This means more Trump supporters are ignorant of QAnon than Hillary voters. Could anything make it more clear that this whole QAnon narrative is yet another example of the media manufacturing outrage in order to craft a club to try and beat Trump with? Right now we have a country filled with left-wing terrorists in Black Lives Matter and Antifa out burning, killing, looting, and terrorizing, and our corrupt media is nattering on about something no one's heard about or paid any attention to. Nevertheless, as the Washington Examiner points out, the corrupt media are actually using a poll that proves this is all a fake narrative to push that fake narrative. The top line shared by Morning Consult is not the wonderful news that most Americans, and even more of the demographics QAnon is supposedly meant to appeal to, have no familiarity with. The crackpot conspiracy theory is that 1/4 of social media users who have heard of QAnon say they believe the group's conspiracy theories are at least somewhat accurate, blaming Republicans in particular. The operative phrase here, who have heard of QAnon, is doing the heavy lifting. Even among the very small group who have heard of QAnon, only 11% find their beliefs very accurate. That includes 7% of Democrats and 21% of Republicans. But the fraudsters at Morning Consult are blowing up a small subset of a small subset to make it look like QAnon has infected almost half of the Republican Party. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.